you know, if you're playing for a lead, like Alabama Huntsville, we're up and we gave up a couple late goals. Northern, we gave up a couple of those sloppy late goals in the third period. So I'm not as concerned about that overall. I mean, I think you have to really break it down more and put it in situational types, you know, spots and see, well, were we leading or did we lose a lead or what was the situation? Like Bowling Green, when we played them at home, we gave up two third period goals, went 4-2 in the last minute. So definitely that was a downer. You know, that's a situation where you don't like to give up those goals. But I think the key is getting off to a good start against Minnesota State. You know, there seemed to be a strong first period team. We haven't scored as many in the first period, so we're going to have to make sure that we stay close with them after the first period. And then we usually have a pretty good second period. So we'll go from there and see what happens.
It's a very tough building to play in once Mankato gets the momentum. The fans are loud. It's a loud building, and they can really use that momentum in the home team's favor.
Well, they can, like most rinks, and when you're at home, that's where you're trying to use your fans to your advantage, whether it's intimidate the other team or try to motivate your team, the home team, try and give them more enthusiasm or energy, or even get calls from the referees. You know, you see it all the time, you know, that the fans seem to make the call. You know, the referee doesn't quite see it, and everybody's, you know, oh, gee, okay, there's a guy on the ice, I better get my hand up. So, but yeah, they've got a great, great crowd support, just like we do here. So that's why it's so important for us to get back here for the playoffs, because of our crowd. You know, I mean, it really can help your team. So, on the road, typically you have to go in there and beat the referee, beat the other team, and keep the crowd out of it. So that's the game plan.
But to me, it's even more impressive because it's a city rink. It's not their rink. And usually, you know, you go up to Alaska Anchorage and you play at the Sullivan Arena. It just doesn't have that same atmosphere as when you go to Northern or anywhere else, Bowling Green, where they have, you know, it's the school's rink, it's the team's rink. But Minnesota State Mankato, to me, is that exception. The Verizon Center, they really get it rocking in there, and it is a huge advantage to them, and to take the crowd out of the game early would be wonderful.
Well, it would be, you know, and that's part of your success, road hockey. We talk about all the time is number one, you have to make sure that you get good goaltending. Number two, you have to take advantage of your scoring opportunities. You're not going to get a lot on the road, so the ones you do get is make sure you can take advantage of your scoring opportunities. Number three is to stay on the ice. Limit how many penalties you're taking, and obviously number four is puck management. Limit your turnovers and force them to have to beat you. If you're going to get beat, it's because they're making good plays and beating you. You're not beating yourself. And if you can do those things, we always talk about we're not there to put on a show. You know, we just get it out, get it in, and take the crowd out of it. We're not there to entertain the crowd on the road. We're going in there to win a hockey game. I think as a home team, you always feel more like you have to entertain the crowd. You have to give them, a good game or a show, where you're the road team. It can be as ugly as you want it, as long as you get the 2 points. And that's our goal, is to go in there and accomplish those things and then take the crowd out of it and see where we are at the end of the game.
On many levels, will the Northern win on Saturday night down there be a little bit of a blueprint of what we're looking for at Mankato?
Well, I hope not.
I mean, it's standards of the win. And grinding out a win on the road.
Yeah, no, I mean, some of those things, like goaltending, no question. Yeah. Taking advantage of our scoring chances. If you can get three on the road, three or four, you should be in good shape. You know, you're not going to outscore a team too many times in their building. So if you got to get five to win, that's going to be tough. If you need four to win on the road, that's going to be tough. Three seems to be that magic number if you can do that. But yeah, goaltending, take advantage of opportunities. We have to stay out of the penalty box. We did a pretty good job at Northern until the end, until things got a little crazy there. So we have to learn from that, and hopefully we did. And like I said, our turnovers, though, we had way too many turnovers in that Northern game. We did not manage the puck very well there for whatever reason. We just didn't. And one of the things we did after that game, I'll give you examples, we brought all our defensemen in and watched the first period of that game, all the breakouts, just all our puck touches. And so they could see, you know, the turnovers and the decisions we made with a puck and whether there was any communication, did they read the situation right, what could they have done with the puck. You know, you're just trying to educate the players and make them better. So we'll bring them again in this week and they'll watch, the second period. And we did some good things, so it's not all bad, but you're trying to, you know, give them a look so when they get in game situations where you're looking over your shoulder when you're going back to the puck, or did you just go back to the puck and not have any idea if somebody was on you or not, or what the situation was. Just all those little things. So, but it was good. But, you know, you have to obviously do better, manage the puck better than we did at Northern if we're going to have success in Minnesota State.
Well, I wanted to get some names out there from Mankato, that Minnesota State, that we're going to hear a lot of and that we're going to be concerned about. Obviously, LaFontaine and Leitner, two guys already with 38 points, and those are the two big names out there. And they've got three guys over 30 points. Are the guys that have the points the ones we have to watch out for?
But they've got a nice team. They've got a deep team. You know, they got the McGinnis kid there. I mean,
he's got 33.
He's got 33, mm-hmm. Obviously. You know, the Lurkey kid who we talked about. But having said that, when you look, get past their top three or four guys, then you start seeing Michigan Tech, Blake Pieto, Michigan Tech, Tanner Carroll, Michigan Tech, Alex Batan, Michigan Tech, Shane Hanna, Michigan Tech, David Johnstone. So we've got some guys who can go head-to-head with those guys. Our best players have to show up and outplay their best players. Simple as that. Simple as that. I mean, any way you cut it. So it's a challenge for our players. I know they'll accept the challenge and go out there and give it their all. So it's going to be a fun weekend of hockey. It's going to be a tough weekend of hockey, but there's a great opportunity for us to go in there and, like I said, spoil their chance to win the McNaughton Cup. I mean, they're playing for a championship. Yeah. So we have to understand that and how excited and how anxious they are going to be to play. The pressure's on them. You know, more pressure, I think, on them than us. So we're the underdog. They've only lost one game in there. Nobody's going to give us a chance. I mean, we just hope we can find a way to sneak one out.
Coach Hastings, what kind of forecheck will we see from them? Is it a very aggressive forecheck? Will our defensemen have to make decisions very quickly?
Well, they will. I mean, they're going to come one guy pretty hard, and then the second guy is sort of reading off what's going on with the first player. So they play, I would say, an aggressive 1-2-2. Mm-hmm. So our defensemen are going to have to go back. And one of the nice things about our goaltenders is we spend a lot of time with them handling the puck. So it's like having a third defenseman, and we've worked on that a lot. I know Phoenix got a little out of control at Northern, but out of the net. But if our goaltenders can make good plays to our defensemen, that'll really relieve a lot of pressure there.
What about the penalty kill, Coach, for them, for us, with guys like CJ Eich back on a big sheet of ice? Are they very aggressive on their power play? They score a lot of goals. Are there some vulnerabilities there for potential?
Well, they are. They've given up some shorthanded goals.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
we're going to have a chance to, you know, be a little more aggressive. I think at times this year we've had some opportunities to score more shorthanded than we have. So, but we're always looking if we get a chance. And the nice thing is, you know, CJ has scored this year. Neville, you know, is going to get some opportunities. We got Tanner Carroll and Blake Pieto killing penalties. And obviously we know they can score. And Reed Storos now killing a few penalties. So we have some guys, you know, what to do with the puck when they're out there shorthanded. But I hope it's not a penalty filled game. That's going to be another key, is we just can't get into this scrappy game that they want to play that way. We're just going to have to make sure we stay away from all the extracurricular stuff and just play whistle to whistle.
Do you like our depth matching up against their depth?
I do. They've got depth, but we have depth also. I think it's a good matchup for us. And when you start looking on paper, I mean, it's a pretty even matchup. You know, they've scored a few more goals than we have. Their power play's a little bit better than ours. But as you peel the layers off, like I said a little bit, and I didn't even put Reed Sturles in there as one of our top scorers. So we have some guys who can get it done too. Our bulk of our game and our scoring has been really the second half. We've played much better. So if you just slice it and look at their second half and our second half, pretty comparable, because they had a lot better first half than us. The second half of the first half, they were much better. So, and Blake Pieto, didn't play very well at the start. David Johnstone was injured. So I think our team is much better now than we were, midway through the year.
How do you scout this team, Coach, on film? Do you have more than one series to look at on their home sheet and when they were on the road? How do you do that?
Yeah, we have access to every game that they played this year. Mm-hmm. The way it works in our league is each team has to put up their home games, all their home games. So, for example, all of the games we played at the MAC this year are up online. So any of the coaches in our league can look at them. So we do. Yeah, we do. We watch from when they played Bemidji at home. That was their last home series. So we watch how they played at home, because teams sometimes sometimes play different on the road that they do at home, whether it's more aggressive or they just look better or whatever. And those were two real good games.